It's Monday, August 30th in the afternoon, and I'm calling you from our camp on the top of Kilimanjaro. We are camped in the crater. It's an amazing place. There's flat, dusty floor of the crater, and in sharp contrast to that, there's towering glacial walls right above camp. And also right above camp, I'm looking up at Uhuru Peak, the very top of Kilimanjaro, just a few hundred feet higher than us. And we'll get up early tomorrow morning and continue on and stand on the top of Africa, hopefully not long after sunrise tomorrow morning. We left the Arrow Glacier Camp at about 4:30 a.m. this morning and climbed through the darkness, the moonlit darkness, and reached the crater about 5.5 hours later. When we got up there, Jim commented that he and Julie were already higher than he'd ever been. Our camp here is at 18,780 feet, according to Jim's altimeter, and that's quite a lot higher than the summit of Elbrus, where they were just a couple of years ago. As Julie said a little while ago, I'm not feeling 100%. What she meant by that was she's relaxed, she's awed at being here, but we're all a little lightheaded from the altitude, and we're moving slowly. But Jim and three of the BAI staff, August, Strathen, and Arnold, and myself, all took a 2.5 hour round trip from camp here over to go down into the ash pit, the very pit that volcanic pit or crater of Kili. It's huge up here, and as I said, it took us 2.5 hours to get over there, but it was worth it. When we came back, we found Julie and Alex walking back from a little side trip they had taken out to the glacier nearby. We're going to have an early dinner, and we're going to settle down. Not 100% in terms of our ability to move fast, but more than 100% in terms of our awe at being in such a great spot. We will call you from the top of Kilimanjaro tomorrow morning.